morning and welcome to episode one of The Blueprint, powered by K Marketing Co. I am the founder and CEO of K Marketing Co., and I am so excited to bring this podcast to you. Growing up as the child of entrepreneurs, having work experiences both in corporate America, being a freelance in direct sales for a decade, and now owning a marketing agency for the last 5 years, I'm just excited to bring my insight from all those life experiences, as well as introduce you to some of our amazing staff members here at K Marketing Co. to allow them the opportunity and the space to invest into you, our listeners, on things that they've learned through their marketing experiences to help you be more successful in your marketing, no matter what that looks like to you specifically, the organization you work for, the business dream that you have for yourself, or the business you're building right now. We're also excited to bring on members of our local community here, both business leaders, business rock stars in the companies that they're working for, and those that work for our amazing nonprofits here. So a little history about me before we dig in was kind of some of the things I wanted to cover on our episode one. So before we brought on our first guest and kind of jumped right into what The Blueprint is here to do, I wanted to give you a little history on me and on our company and just a little background so you get to know me as the podcast host. So I was born and raised here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. My grandfather owned a propane gas company that I had the honor and privilege of growing up in and watching my parents work for that company. Now I have other family members that run the company and work in the company. And it's just been a really awesome childhood experience for me. I also got to grow up and watch my mom start a consignment shop in the 80s, which was not something that was known of at the time, and just see her bloom in that business and take it from in our basement to a storefront was just a really cool experience growing up too. I did quickly learn when I started in corporate America as a young adult that my upbringing was not normal. And growing up as the children of entrepreneurs, I grew up knowing that we didn't jump jobs, right? We worked at the same job the whole time, but we worked for the business, in the business, with the business, and it was an active part of our life. We didn't define success as business owners in working from 9 to 5, right? We found success in the growth of the business, watching our employees bloom, watching the business grow, and knowing kind of just the ins and outs of that. One of my favorite childhood memories is when my parents worked at the propane gas company, there were these old green metal desks. And I remember playing with my sister in the storage room at these old desks and pretending to be the business owner and just hanging out in the office with the old DOS system. And there was some little airplane game that we could play on an old computer and the old printer paper that had like the little dots down the side and running that through. But that's what I remember from being the child of an entrepreneur, working in a family business, and the blessing that my parents were able to be present parents and be at our activities and things like that, but also worked really hard and were really proud about the work that they did. Then fast forwarding to adulthood, getting a job in corporate America, I quickly learned about policies and procedures, handbooks, everything that comes with a corporate job. There's a lot of awesome benefits of that, but it was very different. And I feel that growing up as the child of a family-owned business, that I had a big learning curve because my upbringing didn't lend me to understanding that side of things. It also helped me figure out as a very young adult that I enjoyed the entrepreneur journey more than the employee journey. However, my amazing husband loves the employee journey. And so that's given us great insight in our marriage over the last 16 years of the differences between the two and the rewards of both. So fast forwarding then, after I had my son, I decided to pursue direct sales as my primary source of income. And I learned so many valuable things through that decade of my life. I learned how to lead a team of over 100 women. I was honored to be able to speak in front of some pretty large crowds and found such a joy in public speaking. And the biggest thing that I would say from that experience that I gained was that I love to pour into other people, specifically those that are driven to success in either being a key leader in their organization or being a rock star entrepreneur. And giving them the power and the place to have a community that supports them, that's cheering them on to success, and also giving them some wisdom on things that worked well and things I wouldn't recommend doing again. So on this podcast specifically, that's what we're digging into. So whether you are an entrepreneur, you're in leadership, you're in corporate America, you're going to learn awesome things about marketing, business management, leadership, so many things from this podcast. I'm really excited about that. And now a little bit to finish up my history. I'm now the leader and owner of a marketing agency for the last 5 years. So since COVID, I've shifted my career and have worked specifically in marketing for local small businesses and nonprofits. And finding all those life experiences have led you to this, right? So I always say everything you do in life is setting you up for the next thing that you're going to do in life. And owning a marketing agency has been literally one of the biggest joys of my entire life. And I want everybody to know that they have a community that is cheering them on. And with this specifically, I want to glean that insight that either an entrepreneur or somebody stepping up into leadership in their organization, where to start, right? So even sometimes starting a business, what do I do? Like, if you've ever gone on the government website and they're like, start a business, you're so excited. And then boom, the government. And so we're going to conquer some of that. We're going to conquer things about creating an LLC. We're going to conquer things of the importance of your initial logo. We see so many business owners that come in and their logo has like 18 colors in it. And then they're like, can I get embroidery done? And we're like, I mean, you can, but your logo has 18 colors in it. So that's 18 threads. So, you know, that's going to be a lot more money. And as a startup or a small business owner, you're not looking to add your expenses as places like an 18 colored point logo. And messaging, right? Is your logo scalable? Even in our office here, my daughter is in the office with us this week, and Alicia gave her a goal of making her first logo. And she came to me with a rendition of it last night. And while it's beautiful and I love it, I said, that's a lot of colors. Is that going to translate well on putting it on your art? Is it going to take away from the colors in the art that you're creating since it's so colorful in and of itself? And Alicia gave her the insight yesterday about making sure that she creates a name for her company that can grow with her. And the example was she really likes panda bears and koalas. But when she's 25 and, you know, establishing herself as a artist, is koalas really the message of who she is and the branding that she wants to create? So that's just a really small insight of what we're going to talk about. And some of the things we've learned along the way, both our own journey as an agency and for the clients that we serve and other examples out there in the world. We're also going to clutter up. Oh, that's really funny. We're going to declutter all of the noise that is out there about marketing. Everything is right at your fingertips. Everybody has an idea. Everybody's telling you what to do. And as somebody who's looking for a clear path, during this podcast, we're really going to dig into what marketing and business success looks like, and to help quiet the noise, because the best way to create and maintain an amazing business is to have a strategy, have a plan, and stick to the plan. And when you are constantly bouncing from idea to idea to idea, it is hard for your audience to follow you. It's hard for your team or your potential team to follow you. And nobody really has any idea what you're doing on a given day. So we're going to conquer that and really dig deep into all of that. And lastly, I want to leave you with this episode is the reason behind the name The Blueprint. And we were coming up with a couple months ago to rebrand our email marketing and our blogs as a company. And the team came to me with the name The Blueprint. And I got so excited about this name. And they had no idea why specifically The Blueprint was so exciting to me. They came to it with one, The Blueprint is blue, and that's our brand color. And two, a blueprint is a plan for success. And they came through it from a marketing perspective, looking at the construction aspect of The Blueprint and saying that in order to build something meaningful, sustainable, strong, that you have to have a blueprint for your success. And I was gleaming from ear to ear. And I said, you realize I have an architecture degree? And they were like, oh my gosh, it's perfect. So I love that how each part sets you up for the next thing that you're supposed to do in life. And in college and in the career that I initially saw out as my career was in design and marketing of physical spaces. And now that has translated into the design and branding and foundation of sustainable businesses and nonprofits. And what a cool way to honor both where I came from, what I thought my career was going to look like, and how beautifully the same phrase fits so perfectly for what I'm doing today. So that's The Blueprint. I hope that this little first episode got you excited for what's to come. We'll be back next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. with episode 2. So we can't wait to see you soon. Bye.